Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, How Many Deaths Have You Endured?
So, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The person who loves their life loses it, and the person who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. I think that Jesus wants to make it very clear to those young Greeks what is at stake if they are interested in following him. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, he says, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. How many deaths have you died? I remember when God asked me for my life. I was studying art with a famous Hungarian master who had taught at the University of Budapest before the revolution. I was thrilled with all I was learning. But one day, alone at home in my room, I heard the voice of God asking me if I would give him my life. Now, we don't hear God talking out loud, as in today's gospel. If we did, I don't know, we might all be turned into stone. Or we would hear it from here to Manchuria or something. But that day, it was unmistakable. It was as if the world stood still. This mysterious presence had my full attention. And I simply understood what was at stake. It was not something like, will you spend 3 days in prayer and fasting? Or will you go on a pilgrimage? Or will you volunteer in a soup kitchen? Whatever. No. It was, will you give me your life? And it was something that was not to be ignored. Somehow, I couldn't say, come back later, please. Give me time to think. Or ask me again in 3 days. I might have an answer by then. You don't say that to God. So I said, yes. I was not being forced, but I was getting a huge amount of help to say yes. I had been thinking for a while about entering a monastery just as a remote possibility, but this was what it was about. So I said yes, and immediately I got hit with an enormous thunderclap of joy. Wow! It was a wow. I was almost in orbit. It lasted for about 3 days. And then it dawned on me that I would have to say no to a lot of things. A lot of things. No to my boyfriend. No to a career in the arts. Leave my family. My friends. It was huge. A kind of death, really. I knew, though, that if I didn't respond like now, I would lose it. I would lose it. I would get lost. I would lose this wonderful call that made me so happy. Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place. I fell into the earth that day. Little information, you know, is available about what it's like. But I want to say to you, I want to ask you, how many times have you said no? How many times have you made that choice? Made that choice in wild faith in God to go where God leads you, to surrender to God. It is a wonderful gift, and I wish it for each one of you, my dear friends. God bless you. Amen.